Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, "Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, on this program, we're going to celebrate the most incredible supernatural event in human history. It's a time when all of creation waited breathlessly to see how God would fix the dilemma on earth, the death of Jesus. But now it's Easter, and Jesus rose from the dead. And since that life-changing event over 2,000 years ago, nothing has ever been the same. Think about it. This event even changed our calendar. You know, this program's heard at different times and days all over the world, but I'm here to tell you these thousands of years later, Christ has risen. He has risen indeed. So, no matter when you hear it, even after Easter, or where you hear it, the death and resurrection of Christ is an historical fact. A fact we can all rejoice in. Hallelujah! You know, last week I talked about the triumphant entry of Jesus through the streets of Jerusalem. But then, only 6 days later on Friday, Jesus is crucified. The earth was darkened at noon. The big, heavy, 4 inches thick curtain at the temple was ripped from the top down to the bottom. And then Jesus, our precious Jesus, was buried in a borrowed tomb. And I talked about the lonely, frightening, disillusioning Saturday when all the hopes and dreams of the disciples were seemingly lost. But on Sunday morning, the women arose early and they decided to take spices to put on the body of Jesus. Now, sometimes I hear ministers talk in a tone of surprise that the women would get up early to do this. And I have to chuckle at myself. Lots of women get up early. I like to get up at dawn. It's a wonderful time of day to be quiet and spend time talking to God. So, probably like on most normal days, the women got up early. But this morning, they had a special mission in mind. They were going to the tomb. And as we've read, Jesus was not there. He had risen. Well, now I want to play a special song for you. And some of the words are, "Then came the morning, night turned into day, the stone was rolled away, hope rose with the dawn. Then came the morning, shadows vanished before the sun. Death had lost and life had won, for morning had come." Oh, now here are the Beam family singing for you, "Then Came the Morning."
They all walked away. There was nothing to say. They just lost their dearest friend. And all that he'd said, now he was dead. So this was way it would end. The dreams they had dreamed were not what they seemed. Now that he was dead and gone, the guard and the jail, the hammer, the nail, how could a night be
from afar, the wedding, the water, the wine. Now it was done, they'd taken her son, wasted before his time. She knew it was true, she watched him die too. Just a man, but deep in her heart, she knew from the start, somehow her son would live again.
Then came the warning, night turned
was so true. Death had lost and life had won, for morning had come. Oh, he did rise again just for you, because he loves you and wants to give you an eternal life with him. You know, sometimes I think we forget just how incredible Jesus rising from the dead really was. As I have researched, there's no other founder of any religion that is risen from the dead and is alive, only Jesus. And as I've been pondering this miracle, I have to admit I don't really understand Jesus rising from the dead in his full magnitude. So I've decided to just accept it as a miracle that changed the world and will change you and me. Probably one of the more reassuring scriptures about Jesus and his miracles was written by Dr. Luke when he explained why he wrote his book. Remember, Luke was not just some historian who wrote about Jesus hundreds of years later. No, he was there. He was a disciple of Jesus. He experienced his ministry. And Dr. Luke wrote in chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, this: "Having carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I also have decided to write a careful account for you, most honorable Theophilus, so you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught." Well, may I encourage you too to read the account of the life of Jesus in the book of Luke. Then, like Theophilus, you too can be certain of the life of Jesus and what he did on this earth. But I'm wondering about you right now. Is your life in turmoil? Are you experiencing pain or maybe fear about getting older? Are you lonely, missing loved ones who've gone on before? No matter what you are going through, Jesus, the risen Lord, wants to be there with you, walking with you, giving you comfort. Well, listen to the words of this next song to give you hope. If Dr. Luke had written a song, I think he would have written this one. Here's Gary McSpadden singing, He is Messiah.
No room at the inn, no place in their hearts, a stall in a stable, not a kingly place to start. No pomp or splendor there, no royal robes that night, but a world wrapped in darkness could not conceal his light. He's not a baby anymore, he is Messiah. Not just a man they crucified, the Messiah. He's not sealed up in a tomb, he's alive and in this room. He is King, he is Lord, Messiah.
Yes, Jesus is our Messiah. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. In case you tuned in late, I want you to know who you're listening to. Well, I'm talking about the resurrection of Jesus the Christ and the days following. It's really amazing to think about and to realize that over 500 people saw Jesus after he had risen. Not only Mary Magdalene and the other women, and the disciples and some followers on the road to Emmaus. Yes, Jesus came to them, explaining scriptures to them, having encounters with them. But the Bible also says that Thomas, one of the disciples, wasn't there. And when he heard about Jesus rising from the dead, he said he wouldn't believe unless he saw Jesus for himself. Well, 8 days later, the disciples and Thomas were together again, and Thomas saw the wounds of Jesus, and he believed. But then Jesus said the most amazing thing. He said, "Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." And that, my friends, is you and me. We haven't physically seen the wounds in the hands and feet of Jesus, yet we can still believe. However, like Thomas, you may doubt that the story of Jesus is real. But Thomas didn't stay in his doubt. He allowed Jesus to help him believe. So today, if you doubt that the story of Jesus is real, let me help you believe. Think about this. No one seems to doubt that the manuscripts called Homer's Iliad are real, as there are 643 manuscripts found in the original Greek. But if you doubt the stories of Jesus are real, think about this. There are 5,500 ancient manuscripts found written in the original Greek. Yes, the stories of Jesus have been validated by those 5,500 manuscripts in the original Greek, even more so than Homer's Iliad. Well, if you still doubt, write or email me and I'll be blessed to share scriptures with you to help you believe and pray with you. I would love to hear from you, and the announcer will give you my information. But now here's a wonderful song by Vern Jackson. He sings, "Just Be There."
Cradled in my arms, I held you, and I loved you more with each day passing by. Sharing joy, sharing pain, through the sunshine and the rain. I can't believe it's time to say goodbye. I don't know what the future brings you, but I hope that you'll keep heaven as your goal.
we made sure you knew the way. So remember my request before you go. Just be there when I finally make it home and I stand before the throne. Just be there,
just be there when I look around to see
if you are standing next to me. Has been, and when you find you've made a turn, forgetting what you've learned, you may have to start all over again. It's not an easy load you're bearing, but the trial of your faith will make you strong. Facing dangers unaware, he won't allow what you can't bear. So my prayer is that your faith will bring you home. Just be
too. Just be there. You know, if we never meet on earth, then I want to see you in heaven. Won't that be wonderful? Well, on this program, I've been talking about the days and weeks following the resurrection 2,000 years ago. They were days of miracles and incredible events. Besides the people we already talked about, Jesus appeared numerous more times, and the Apostle John writes in John 21:25 about that time after Jesus' resurrection. He wrote, "Jesus did many other miracles. If they were all written down, the whole world could not contain the books that would be written." Isn't that amazing to think about? One story was when John wrote about a day after the resurrection when Peter and six of the other disciples decided to go fishing. And later, early that morning when they got back to shore, they found breakfast waiting for them. It was Jesus. He had fish cooking over a fire, and he broke bread and blessed it and ate breakfast with them. So you can be sure he was no ghost. And another time, Jesus appeared to all the disciples, and at that time, he commissioned them and us that we are to make disciples of all the nations. And then Jesus also gave us a special message of hope. He said, "Be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Yes, that's our promise from Jesus. He will never leave us or forsake us. Well, this last song I want to play for you talks about the end of the age when Jesus is coming to earth again. Oh, what a glorious time that will be. Let's listen to Ivan Parker sing for you now, "The Midnight Cry."
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than
can almost hear the trumpet as Gabriel sounds a call at the midnight cry. We'll be going home when Jesus steps out on a cloud to call God's children. The dead in Christ shall rise to be in the air, and then those that remain will be quickly changed.
I see prophecies fulfilling, oh, and signs of the time they're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear my Father.
Oh, yes, when Jesus comes back, we will all be going home. Hallelujah. You know, I've been talking about Easter and the fact that after his resurrection, so many people saw Jesus alive. In Corinthians, Paul writes, "After that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died." Paul wrote that letter to the Corinthians about 55 AD, which was a little over 20 years after Jesus rose from the dead. So, Paul possibly talked to many of those 500 people who were still alive. What an exciting opportunity for Paul that must have been. And in another place, Paul wrote that Jesus taught the 500 followers and performed so many miracles they couldn't write it all down. It wasn't just that they had a glimpse of him before he disappeared. No, he was with them and performed many miracles and healed them. How fabulous is that? You know, it must have been a glorious time in history. And perhaps for us, the most wonderful thing of all is that we too will see Jesus if we receive him into our heart. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, find a pastor or someone who will pray with you to receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Or email me and I'll send you a little book I wrote about receiving Jesus, about walking with him. It's called New Beginnings, and it would be my gift to you. And if you'd like a CD of the two programs, Palm Sunday and Easter, just write or email me. I hope you've loved thinking about all the people who saw Jesus alive after he rose from the dead. It's awesome to think about, isn't it? And do remember that Jesus loves you and he died for you and rose again so that you might be with him in heaven one day. Well, this is Samantha Landy saying so long for now, and my prayer is that you will choose to put your hope and trust in Jesus, the risen Christ.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. That's Facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.